I'm stomping all around and everybody's looking at me. I feel so cross and I can't keep it in. I must look quite silly. Wallop, smash, wallop and a smash. There's steam coming out of my ears. I feel so cross and the plot's been lost. I've not been this cross in years. I better calm down, throw away that grumpy frown, put on a smile like a circus clown, maybe take a trip to Happy Town. All the anger's gonna get me in trouble. Just relax or it'll end up double. Count to ten and then I'll pray to the Lord and listen out for the peace of His words. Such a temper, oh yeah, it was yesterday. Crunch, shake, I'm causing an earthquake with my ceiling nearly dandy rug. I don't look cute with a face like a beetroot. Nobody's having any fun.
Okay, well, I thought I'd throw a cute little song into that and make it feel like we're back in a children's church, because, you know, I was trying to find a song to tie into this message, and, you know, you really, when you try to look for something like songs about being angry at God, well, they come up with a lot of secular music, so nothing really fitting for a church, but, you know, I happened to find this one on the Kids Network. So it kind of ties in what we're going to be talking about, you know, about anger and people being angry at God and so forth. So it worked, you know, I liked it, you know, because if I was preaching at a church, I would play this for the church and act it out, make everybody laugh. So how's everybody doing on this Friday evening? Give me a mic check and amen to make sure this is working, because, you know, lately with the last several weeks going on with the streaming software and other things, and plus the new cable, well, this microphone and everything else, you know, whew, I ain't surprised that I have gotten angry myself a few times and wanted to shake the fist and bust this thing up and bust that thing up and hit this thing and run after the technical engineers and really slap them a little bit too, you know. So it's kind of ironic, you know, that I felt the anger well enough within me, you know, and I felt, you know, like, well, you know, it's always funny whenever you get ready to do a message. You either experienced it, you know, you came out of it, or you're fixing the experience. So, yep. But anyway, to get on with this, it's going to be a little bit longer. You know, I'm sorry to keep y'all for more than an hour, but hopefully it'll be done in an hour. You know, I'm not going to try to rush it, because when I started praying last week, and a lot of times what I do, I kind of sit still and be quiet and, you know, thank Lord, you know, speak to me on, you know, give me some ideas of a possible message, you know. And a lot of times he doesn't, a lot of times he don't. So a lot of times, you know, I speak to you, I get inspired, or I look for things on YouTube, or I'll read some books, you know, around here, and something usually pops into my mind. And then it starts like, you know, a cake baking recipe. You start putting a little bit of this, and finally it becomes a cake. Well, this is a message, you know, I was thinking on a little bit earlier. It's the first time that I've done something similar or done something like this. I heard very few messages about people being angry at God. Now, we heard some probably, but you don't hear much on topics as this. You know, the majority of stuff that you kind of find on the internet is from the Word of Faith preachers, the feel-good type people, good motivational speakers and stuff, but you know, topics generally like this, you know, you don't find much of it. But this is why I was thinking, and like that cake baking recipe, all this started to come together. So here's the question. Here's the question that I think that all of us has heard or even asked. And we know people who are this way. And I think you can relate to this. We probably heard about it or even asked. Or we probably know people who are this way, either in our families, online communities, or whatever. You know, you probably could name a few, maybe, you know. But the thing is, why are so many angry at God? I don't know if you really thought about that. That's when I started praying. You know, there was something that happened the night before when me and my wife was going to the store, and we encountered some very angry people in the store. And one lady we saw that was very angry. Well, from what we understand, she's supposed to be a follower of Christ. And I was just kind of thinking about them and her, and I was wondering, wow, why are they so angry? You know, so that's when I was praying about this, the thought came to mind, in part of dealing with those people and so many other people that I have encountered here, even on the online chat room, because they're coming here, a lot of them coming here in the pre-server room that we got, you know. I was thinking back of all the other chats that we had. Man, many came in here, they were very angry. Mad, really had it downright out for God. And that's why I was thinking about this. That's why all these thoughts came to mind about, you know, dealing with these people that we have encountered in these chat rooms, or people that we encounter. And you don't have to go very far. And I know many of us, if I ask for a show of hand, who has Facebook here in this room? Probably all of us does. How many people that you see on Facebook are so angry? Angry posting. Lashing out at people, bickering with one another, fighting. Wow. Why are they so angry? And you see, some of them are downright angry at God. Here we're coming back. Anger being illustrated towards God. And it makes me wonder now, as I've been thinking about this and putting this lesson together, I've been wondering why are so many people angry at God? You know, you might have thought about it, okay, you know, but, you know, I really started thinking about it really more in depth and detail, wondering why are so many people in this world is angry at God? Well, here's some of my thoughts in dealing with people who are or have been or have become angry at God. Many theists are angry at God because they believe God exists and should be doing something for them or their loved ones suffering. That's why many of the theists are angry. Others are angry, and you can probably relate to this too, when things do not go according to our desire, irrespective of the fact that whether it will turn out in a positive or a negative result in the future, they become angry at God when bad things happen to them and us. Like, and these are some of the reasons why some of these people become angry. Or maybe us. You know, I'm not trying to tell you, whatever. But they become angry at God when things like this happens. A tragic accident. A sudden loss of a great job. Theft. An unexpected or unfair death. They did not get what they wanted when they said yes to God. See, they came to God, they said yes to God, and they thought, well, they were going to get what they want because they heard some of these preachers preach these so-called verses that, you know, God will give you everything. God will prosper you. God will make you rich. You know, God will supply all your needs. So many of them really didn't surrender their lives to God, but they came to God. But when they didn't get what they want, they became angry. I've seen many like that. Most often, men become angry because of a betrayal in a relationship. We see that a lot when people come into these chat rooms. Divorces, boyfriend, girlfriend, people dating, you know, whatever. I mean, people are downright angry. And many people are also angry at God because they have outsourced their happiness to the God that they have been sold by their religious leaders without understanding that God is within us and so is our happiness. God is simply a set of qualities you aspire and to practice that will lead you to happiness. In other words, many preachers done some bad preaching and made God out to be some kind of like bubble gum machine. You come to God, everything will be okay. You will have all your riches. If you give all your money to the church, if you do your tithes, if you do all this, you're going to receive an abundance of blessings. So what they do, they outsource everything that they are to God because they hear those type preachings. Others are angry because they think they are the only ones who has received bad treatment from God. Many people we know probably thinks this way. I know a few of them right now. They think, and they're all angry at God because they think in their minds, I'm receiving bad treatment from God. And yet, they do not look around to see people who are living in much more bad or even worse conditions, but yet complain or blame God for their conditions. My wife reminds me every now and then, she says, Jimmy, when you start complaining, son, you better look around because you're going to find out people far worse conditions than what you are. And that's why many are so angry at themselves because, again, they're blaming God for their conditions, but they're not even giving a thought to someone who might just be far worse than they are. And many people, this is another good one, many people want to own God. That's right. I don't know if you ever thought about it, but many people think they own God. God, I own you. You got to do what I say. And they believe in their own minds they are extra special to him. And everybody else in the world is either lost, they're nothing but heathens, they're infidels, they're Gentiles, or they're the worst of the worst. But to them, the reason why they get mad at God is because they think they are extra special. And when they don't get what they want, they become upset. Because, see, what this does to those type of people, this creates what I call a us versus them mentality. And even those who didn't believe in God were sometimes angry at the deity of God. That's right. You know, I don't know if you are like me, you know, being a minister, when I try to talk to people, a lot of people are really angry at the deity of God. You know, we're talking about, well, God knows everything. God sees all that you're doing. God's all powerful. God's everywhere. And, you know, they become upset about that, thinking, well, what's he doing looking in on me? That's not right. I'm me, and you know, I should be me. That's right. They get angry at the deity of God. Another one I have been researching and putting this message together, that people tend to become angry at God when they saw God as a personally responsible for negative events, and when they saw the deity's intentions as cruel. Let me repeat this. They become angry at God when he saw God as personally responsible for all negative events, and when he saw the deity's intentions as cruel. And I will explain a little bit later on in this message about what this means. The anger often stems from the belief that God is responsible. And many think this way. The anger often stems from the belief that God is responsible for bad experiences. And in that way, people relate to God much as they do to other people. Because bad things have happened to me, then therefore I'm going to make bad things happen to you. God's treating me this way, therefore I'm going to treat you the same way. God's making me mad, so therefore I'm going to make you mad. See? With that, if you got your Bibles, Lisa will be posting all scriptures for us. Our reading passage for this message tonight is Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 7. Look what it says. O Lord, you have deceived me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all the day. Everyone mocks me. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you again for allowing us to gather together here tonight. Father, there are some that could not be here for whatever reason it may be. I don't know why. Again, it just seemed like me and my friend was talking, you know, yesterday, you know, just the enemy just wants to try to come in and try to distract people and pull people away. And there's many, I think, right now, Father, that should be here that can hear this message. That, you know, many are probably thinking, you know, a lot of times they became angry at God or they were upset at God or whatever it was. They were just downright mad at you, you know. And I think, you know, they should be here to hear this, but yet they are distracted in their lives, social media, whatever it may be. I just don't know why many people are not hungry, you know, to hear messages. But I think, you know, if they were just to listen to these messages, they could probably find some answers. You know, the enemy's trying his darnest to stop these things. But I know that you are more powerful than that. But Father, I ask you to bless those who are here tonight. Be with them, encourage them, lift them up. Hopefully this will speak to their hearts. The online viewers, if you listen to this, I hope you pay attention to this message because I'm not trying to brag on it. This is not me. It never is about me, never will be about me. But I prayed on this and meditated on this and searched scriptures. And a lot of times I hear people asking these questions, why is God so mad at me? But that's not the reason. God's not mad at us. We're the ones that's mad at him. And we got to quit thinking like that. I thank you for all that you have done, all that you have gave us, all the fine folks who are here tonight. Bless their hearts and help them and hear their prayers. Father, we thank you and want to glorify you in the best way possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And of course, you know, y'all know the title of the message, and that's why I titled this message, Why Are So Many People Angry at God? Whew. Now, and like we covered all the introduction side of it, I know it's covering a lot, and we're going to still be covering a lot. Have you ever questioned, blamed, or even lashed out against God when you were confronted with a difficult or traumatic event or grievous circumstances? I guess I'm the only one here telling the truth then. Well, thank you, Lisa. She's being honest to you. Yes. I think all of us has. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but yeah. Have we ever lashed out against God when one of those things has happened to us? Would you believe it or not that this reaction is more typical than you would expect? Even what I know I sometimes still lash out. And I know I shouldn't, but I do. I'm not making excuses for it. I'm getting better at it, but I do. How many of us, when confronted with hardships, adversities, injustice, misfortune, or affliction, and in that process develop anger towards God? I do. I think us being humans, it's a natural reaction for all of us. So while writing this message, this question was coming to my mind. Why are so many angry at God? And I will tell you this much. I do not have the definitive answer to this question. I don't, folks. I really don't. I wish I did, but I don't. I'm only doing the best I can and what I'm led to and what I can not speculate, but, you know, I can't think of the word I want to use, but hypothesize, however you pronounce it. I mean, basically, I don't have a definitive answer for you why we become so angry at God at times, or why so many are angry at God. Nor can I fully understand the reasons why so many are. Even knowing what I know right now, I am perplexed at times when I see people so angry at God. And I'm puzzled at times. I don't know it. But, you know, but when I think back, when I think upon myself, I can relate a little bit because, you know what, yeah, at times I got angry at him, mad at him. Yes, even when I was in the flesh, oh, I was really angry at God. My wife was standing right here. She could testify to that because there were people in my house one day trying to witness to her. Ooh, I got up out of my chair, almost grabbed those people by the throat. I kicked them out of the house and told them if they ever set foot on my property, I put a bullet to their head. Don't you ever bring this God stuff back around to my house. Look, I had a temper, folks. That freaked those people out. They were afraid of me. People in town knew how I was. I was angry, and angry for a long time. So I kind of fully understand why so many are. And I have to believe at some point in your life, you raised your fist up at him. You shouted out at anger at God. Yep. Most of us done it. Maybe one of your parents died, your loved ones, your friend got seriously sick or even killed, and you just at that point got so angry. Why? Why? Why, God? Not that person. Not my husband. Not my wife. What does she do or he do to deserve this? Why my child? I knew some good Christian couples, and when their son died right there in their living room, he was aspiring to be a young pastor. I went to their house, and they couldn't understand why they were angry. They were mad. What did my son Michael do, Jim? What did he do? Maybe you had cancer. Or you knew someone who does. Or some kind of handicap. These and other serious issues in our lives makes it easy or makes it God an easy target for our anger. It makes God an easy target for all of our hurts that we have on the inside. And we lash out. And when preparing for this lesson, someone described anger in this way. And I look for illustrations. I thank the Holy Spirit because I stumbled on the internet, you know, somewhere on somebody's site, but someone described anger this way. Anger is a human emotional response to situations that are either out of our control or out of our ability to understand, or both. Good point. Have you ever wondered why we get so angry at God? Have you ever wonder why? And that's what I really want to talk about in this message, folks, because I can assure you that while God allows us to cry out to Him, Abba, Father, I can tell you this much. God doesn't want us to be stuck in His rage towards Him. God doesn't want that with us. He doesn't want us to be angry. He doesn't want us to be mad. He doesn't want us to be in that rage. God understands, folks. He knows. And one thing I do know, that being angry at God, it's something that many people, both believers and unbelievers, have wrestled with throughout all time. That's why I told you just a little bit earlier, I do not have a definitive answer for you why so many are angry at God. Because when something tragic happens within our lives, we ask the question, why? And we do so because it is our natural response. What we are really asking Him, though, is not so much why God, as why me, God? This response indicates two flaws in our thinking. Two flaws in our thinking when we answer in these responses. First, as believers, we operate under the impression that life should be easy peasy. I'm talking about us believers. Many, I told you, already said to come to Jesus thinking, hey, my life is going to be easy. No. Many think and operate under the impression that life should be easy and that God should prevent tragedy from happening to us. Well, God is all powerful. We probably heard it. Well, if God is all powerful, Brother Jim, then how come? Why? Why did He let it happen? He could have stopped it. You heard that before, right? But that's a flaw on our thinking. And when it does not stop these things, we become angry at Him. If you're honest with yourself, you don't have to put it in the room, folks, but you can just say to yourself sitting in a chair, because I've done it a lot. When He doesn't stop these things from happening, yes, I become angry at Him at times. The second flaw in our thinking is, and this is the best one that I felt led to come to. The second flaw in our thinking of these why God, why me God, we do not understand the extent of God's sovereignty. We lose confidence in His ability to control circumstances or other people, and the way they affect us. Then we get angry with God because it seems to have lost control of the universe, and especially control of our lives. To us, that's why we think that way. We think, well, He lost all control. The world's out of control. See, we lose faith in God's sovereignty. It is because our frail human flesh is grappling with our own frustration and lack of control over events. When good things happen, we all too often attribute it to our own achievement and success. You're right, I'm right. When good things happen, a lot of times we attribute to our own success. We done it. We never give thanks to God about it. But you have to back up and say, well, wait a minute. Everything, good or bad, it's all under God's control. And I'm going to explain that just in a little bit too, because again, there's a lot of people that still have trouble with this, believers. Now, when bad things happen, however, we are quick to blame God. And we get angry at Him for not preventing it, which indicates the first flaw in our thinking, that we deserve, and this is our thinking, that we deserve to be immune to unpleasant circumstances. I thought that at first when I came to Christ. Now that I got Jesus, boy, everything is going to be okay. Nothing's going to happen. Boy, was I wrong. So again, we're back to the question. You know, it's like we're coming right back. Why do we get mad at God? Well, in the minds of many, we think, and here's the number one reason I think, now this is me, but we think God owes us something. How many of you know thinks that way? Well, God owes me something. God owes me. I gave up a lot to serve Him. I gave up a lot to do the things for Him. I gave up my life for Him. Whoa. You did what? Really? What did God give up? What did God give up? Did you ever thought about Him instead of yourself? Let that sink in. And here are other reasons people get mad at God. Reason one. The first reason so many are angry at God. Are you ready for this, friends? We don't get something we want. Whoa. That's right. So many are angry at God because they do not get something they want. Have you ever really wanted the perfect relationship with that guy or the girl? Did you ever really want that perfect relationship? Or did you really, really, really want that job that you knew for certain would be perfect for you? And when those things didn't work out, you no doubt found yourself hurt and disappointed. And our first impulse is almost always to blame God. Wow, Jim, this is heavy. See, and I also found this on the internet, and I forgot the person who wrote it, but listen to what the author said in this quotation. Because I think it was a she, I'm not sure, so I'll be wrong, but the person was asking, you know, the same thing I'm asking, you know, our first impulse is always to blame God. We get mad at Him. But this person said, when we get mad at God, it is really like the two-year-old throwing a hissy fit because mommy or daddy will not let them stick their finger into the light socket. Okay. Many get mad and they throw a hissy fit like a two-year-old because Mommy or Daddy would not let us stick our finger into a light socket. You see why? Well, in a 2-year-old's eyes, they can only see what he or she wants. In the parent's eyes, they see the bigger picture and the danger. When we are mad at God, we show our immaturity, ignorance, and short-sightedness. We're ignorant, we're short-sighted, and we're immature, and we're acting like a 2-year-old. Good point, but wow, that's cutting to the core, isn't it? So why are we getting mad at God? We're acting like a 2-year-old. The second reason so many are angry at God, are you ready for this one? I fell into this category a lot, my friends. Look, the reason so many are angry at God, the second reason is we get something we don't expect. Have you ever been in that point or position before? You got something that you don't expect. When you didn't expect it, you got mad. I didn't want this! Ah! I didn't ask for this! I wanted this! But you gave me this! Or, when something bad happens to someone we love, or to us, or someone gets really sick or even dies, we wonder, well, why these things had to happen. See, we think God's like a big genie in the sky who should only give good things to prevent bad things. In other words, he should just give us good things and prevent the bad. Take the bad away, but give us the good. And some people wonder why their lives end up being a certain way. And they blame God for it. Because if God really cared for them, he wouldn't let them suffer. Wouldn't you think? I thought that a lot myself. We think if God is such a loving God, why am I in so much pain right now? And folks, I can tell you, I'm in some pain right now. Big time. This shoulder is killing me. My neck, my back, my hip, my knees. Mentally and physically, I'm in a lot of pain. So if God is such a loving God, then why am I in so much pain? Some people, they get angry at God because of that. Is he punishing me for no reason by allowing horrible things to happen to me? Or the people that I love? Or even the world? The third reason so many are angry at God, and I think this should be the number one reason, but you get my point. The third reason so many are angry at God, we think God owes us something. We think God owes us. That's right, God, you owe me. You owe me. See, both of these situations can make a person feel like God doesn't care about us. After all the prayers and prayers and prayed, and you prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and you prayed till the cows come home. And God still didn't heal your loved one's cancer. God still didn't deliver you out of the situation. God still didn't do what you was praying for. God didn't get you that job that you wanted. God didn't do this. God didn't do that. And you allow the circumstances of your inner flesh to get angry. Another illustration I found out there on the net when researching for this message. Listen to what this person said. He said, and this was a guy, I forgot the site I was on reading, some Christian site, but he said, I have to admit that I am angry at God. The more that I have prayed for help and guidance, the more I get nothing. He is ignoring me. It's his right to do with me what he will. But I am frustrated because I have done what I think I am supposed to do, and yet no response from God, none whatsoever, no help. Some anger in that individual. And many people get angry at that because when they pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, and when it doesn't happen, I've seen this too often, people get angry and walk away. And many fall into this category, and they get angry when thinking, hey, God, you owe us something. You owe me. You owe me. I want it now. And when they don't get it, they get angry at God because they're thinking, you owe me, God. When in fact, my friends, let me tell you something. God owes us nothing. That's right. Our God, our Heavenly Father, owes us nothing. Get that straightened up with yourself right now. Step it on your toes. Hey, I'm sorry, but that's the fact. God owes us nothing. We think he does, but he doesn't. And here are a few more other reasons why we are angry at God, because when we think he owes us something. We get angry with God when we don't know all the facts. It's so easy to think that we know everything, but we can only see a very, very small part of the picture. We get angry at God when we see others claim to know him, and then they act like hypocrites. It's easy to blame God for the faults of others. And these are just a few reasons why people get angry with God. Of course, there are many, many, many more that we can get into. I'm just trying to hit on the highlights. So in closing, I'm going to leave y'all with this. Let me go with some water. In closing, how to get over being mad at God. How do we get over that? Well, you want my answer? I hope you say yes. You say no when we just close the sermon down. And I get you really mad. Especially Beth, she just heard God in here. Sorry, Beth, I'm not going to finish the rest of the sermon. Get out. Wouldn't you get mad? Probably would. How do we get over being mad at God? Know what you can expect from him. Know what you can expect from God. Because if we think God is going to be our genie in a bottle and make everything good in our lives, then folks, let me tell you something. We're going to be mad at God when something bad happens. Know what you can expect from him. Because again, God is not our genie in the bottle. And expect bad things to happen. They will. I hate to kind of pop your bubble, so to speak, but you know what? The Bible outlines it very clearly. Having faith in God, my friends, is not insurance against hardships. I wish it was. I wished it was. But it's not. Why? Look what it says in the Bible in John chapter 16, verse 33. Right there. Written for you in text. And this is Jesus himself saying this. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Now, I just mentioned to you, know what you can expect from him. So now we get to the real question. Okay, Jimmy, I get that. Jesus just said we're going to have tribulation. And I get that, okay? So now the real question I need to ask, hopefully you're going to cover that. What can we expect from God? Have you really given that a lot of thought? I did for this message. What can we really expect from God? I'm going to give you a few things that might help you maybe. Expect his peace. By doing so, if we expect his peace, if we trust in him and believe in him, we will have peace even in the hard times we face. Now you're going to say, well, Jim, that's easier said than done. And it's true. It is. But I have learned, and everything that has been thrown in my face in the last couple of years, some of you have been tracking me and watching me. But there were times I wanted to say, enough. I can't handle this no more. And there are going to be more times like that. But I'm trusting in him to have that peace. The other thing we can expect from God, this should be a no-brainer for all of us. God wins in the end. If you want to know who wins, go to the end of the Bible. We win. Case closed. God wins. This world is full of sin and hate and death. But my friends, all that comes from the enemy. All that comes from the enemy. Satan himself. Not from God. None of this comes from God. However, for all those who believe in Jesus, there is a glorious eternal life in heaven for all of us. Another thing we can expect from God, his comfort. His comfort. Look what Psalms chapter 34, verse 18 says. He promised to be near those who are hurting. And this is what this verse is telling us. He promised to be near to us who are hurting. Right there. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, saves the crushed spirit. Wow. Another thing we can expect from God, and this took me a while to learn this when I first came to Jesus. Because really, I never thought I could. Because what I was. if my mentor, my first mentor, my pastor friend, his name is Jimmy, his wife's name is Sharon, but they were in the church which they led us to the Lord, and I told them the same thing. I thought I could never do this, ever. Not the way I was, not the things I'd done, not the way I treated people. But the thing we can expect from God, His love. I never thought I would know love. And folks, He promised His love for us. He promised His love for all of us, all sinners. This is not just for the believers. This was for everybody. This is how much He loved us. It's also described in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, which says, "So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in His love abides in God, and God abides in him." See that, my friends? See how much He loves you? He loves your heart and is with you, even in the midst of whatever your circumstances are. He's there with you. But last but not least, the other thing we can expect from God, life with greater meaning and significance. That's right, folks. When we come to God, we discussed that in our Bible study last night. When you have been born again, you now have a greater meaning and a significance in your life. That's what we can expect from God. If we got everything we thought we wanted, oh look, we will be spoiled and selfish. It's kind of like my cat here in this house. We give that cat everything he wants. My wife said it last night, "You know what, Jim? This cat sure is spoiled." I looked at her and I looked at the cat. Boy, he was laid out. He's got a nice little cushy blanket right there on the sofa between the both of us. He's got a water bowl on the nightstand so you don't have to jump off. You can just walk over there and drink it. And I looked at him and said, "Boy, yeah, he's spoiled." But if we got everything that we want, we'd be nothing but spoiled and selfish people. We would never love God. We would never have no meaning. We would never have no significance. Folks, God is wise. He is a wise Father who knows what we need to become. And He knows that we need to become the best men and women that we can be. My friend here tonight, she made a statement, a couple years ago, and I burned that into my mind. The things that we go through, the things that we endure, the hardships, the trials, the tribulations, all this that we deal with in our lives is what makes us what we are in Christ Jesus. Remember that. So, we talked about us being angry at God, people being angry at God, all the reasons why we're being angry at God, okay? Now we know what we can expect from God. So now here we get down to the nitty gritty. What can you do when you are mad at God? I hadn't thought about that, Joe. Okay. So here's what we can do when we are mad at God. First thing. And He wants to hear from you. Tell Him how you feel. Tell Him. Nothing wrong with telling God, "Yeah, God, I'm angry. Oh, I'm mad. I'm upset." God knows. But He wants you to talk to Him. He doesn't want you to get angry, lash out at Him. Just talk to Him. Tell Him. Tell Him how you feel. The best thing that you and I can do, my friends, is tell God what you are so upset and angry about. He wants to hear from you about what you're thinking and feeling. He does. Tell God honestly where you are at. God knows what's going on inside of you, but he wants you to become able enough to come to him with honesty and openness. He wants you to be able to come to him with honesty and openness. Don't hide it. Tell him how you feel. The second thing you can do when you're mad at God, you should remember this. I just mentioned it earlier. Place the blame on evil on Satan and not at God. God is not evil. Don't blame him. Blame it on Satan. He's the evil one. The Bible tells us this. You see, folks, God is good and holy and perfect and loving. He is the exact opposite of evil. You may be mad at God because he didn't prevent the bad thing from happening to you, but he is not to blame for the bad thing. Satan is. Why? Here we go again. The Bible is very clear on this. It tells us this in John chapter 10, verse 10. Look what it says. That's where the blame goes. It doesn't go to God. We shouldn't blame God. He says that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Don't blame God when you're mad. Blame the wicked one. The third thing we can do when we are mad at God, pray for courage, strength, and peace to make it through the day. Pray for courage, strength, and peace to make it through the day. Pray for it. On another site, I found this notation, what this person said. He said it was the easiest to leave everything in God's hand and pray that he will care for me and do what's best for me, not what I want, but what is best. It's very hard, and I have trouble with that at times, but that is my overall goal. We pray that God's will be the best for me. The fourth thing you can do when you are mad at God, and folks, this is something I think maybe you might can clearly understand this, because I have seen this a lot with Christian brothers and sisters. And I've seen a lot of them when they are so angry, and I should have quoted that, so at least if you can get it real quick, I think it's Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, something like that. That's the passage. But many get upset about that passage. Many get upset about this. So the fourth thing we can do when we are mad at God, we can trust that God will use a hardship for something beyond what you can see. We trust that God can use a hardship beyond what we can see. Whew. Jim, I think I know the area you're fixing to go in, but I don't agree with that. I don't like it. Because how can you say, how can God work all things for the good? How can he work bad things for the good? How can he do this? But folks, I got to say this. Yes, that's it. And we know that those who love God, all things work together for the good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And there's many people that get so mad and upset at God because of this. I can get in long details about some of the situations people have been in, and they will get mad at you, and they will point fingers at you. Well, how dare you tell me that God can use that for greater good? Yes, you may not like it, but God uses everything we go through for a greater purpose. God uses everything that you and I go through for a greater purpose. I know it may drum up some bad feelings, and I believe, folks, that he can. He's done it with me. Ask God in that situation, when those times are hitting you, or when you're in the midst of those situations, ask God for understanding to see the bigger picture. Ask God, help me see the bigger picture, Lord. Let me help you see it. And over time, as time goes on, and it does for us, time will go on, we will start seeing a bigger picture. And you may see more clearly how God used your trial for good. Again, there's some people that they don't like it. They just can't comprehend that bad things being used for greater good. I understand that. I understand it. Believing he does have a reason for everything that we go through helps us trust that something bigger is going on here, folks. Even more than we can probably understand. Well, let me tell you something. I am not God. He is. I'm just going to trust that he knows what's going on with me in my life. I'm just going to trust that. I'm going to trust whatever it was, because I've seen some very, very bad things happen with people. Tragic, horrible, cruel, suffering, unimaginable. And I wrestle with this myself a lot, and I wonder, God, oh God, please help me understand the wisdom behind all this. How can that bad be used for a greater good? I can't comprehend this. It's difficult. Yes, I know, folks. But we have to trust. We have to trust. We have to trust to know what's going on. We have to trust there's a reason God is allowing this. There's a greater picture we don't see. Trust that God will use those hardships for something beyond what you can't see. When you start applying these principles to your life, I think you can start to understand things better. I'm learning. The last couple of years, and my friend, you know, she could probably tell you in the room, and another one is here, and we got one that just showed up back with us. She's been at MIA for a while. But the two that's here tonight, they can vouch for me. I know they've seen a drastic change in me in the last 2 years. I have myself. And there were some hardships. Oh, look, let me tell you, I got angry. I was mad. I was upset. I took it out on God. Yes, I did. But when I came to that crossroad, and I used that picture, and I will post it for you sometime, but it was just one day, I was in this room right here. Raising my fist at him, getting angry. I said, I had enough of you. I'm sick of it. Tired. I've done this. I've done that. I did. I prayed, and I done it. And yet these things are still going on with me. But yet God had really shown me, so Jim, your problem is you're angry at me for the wrong reason. You should be angry at yourself because you are the one that's causing all the problems. I've been trying to help you, but you didn't want to listen. Boom. And I was at those crossroads. Now what? And I had to decide. Okay. Let's get to the bottom of it. I'm going to have to trust you that you know what's going on with me and you're going to change it and you're going to fix it. And you're still doing it. So now, again, we're back to the original question. Whew. Told you this is going to be a little bit long. I'm sorry for this long message, my friends. I really am. I knew when this thing took over 8 pages, I said, oh, no. These folks ain't going to want to sit there that long time. They want her and get over with and get done 30 minutes and get out. Most folks in church don't like to sit that long. But back to the original question. Why are so many angry at God? Again, we're asking that question. Well, all I can only say is this. Anger at God is a result of an inability or unwillingness to trust God even when we do not understand what He is doing. When we don't understand what God is doing, that's where the angerness comes in. We should be angry at the inability to trust God. Anger at God is essentially telling God that He has done something wrong, which He never does. God's never wrong, ever. God's never wrong. Show me in the Bible where God is wrong, and I will eat crow. God's never wrong. He never changes. Never does. Does God understand when we are angry and frustrated and disappointed with Him? Does He understand that? Yes. He understands. He knows our hearts. And He knows how difficult and painful life in this world can be. He knows. He knows. Does it make it right to be angry with God? Absolutely not. It does not make it right to be angry at Him. Instead of being angry with God, we should pour out our hearts to Him in prayer and trust that He is in control of His perfect plan. When we do so, over time, God will heal you of that anger, folks. When you trust in Him and His plan, over time, He's going to heal you of that anger that you have allowed to be dwelling inside of you for so long. Why do I know? He took care of my anger. I was angry for a long time. Even after knowing Christ, I was quenching the Holy Spirit because I was still lashing out in anger. But you know what? He's healing me of it. And for those of us who does not know God, I'm talking about non-believers now. If you're listening to this message, I hope you are. I hope that you stay through it. For those of us who does not know God and who are mad at Him, I can tell you this much. If it weren't for the grace of God, if it wasn't for the grace of God, listen to this carefully. I want you to understand this carefully. I know I'm an old Cajun boy, but if it was not for the grace of God, He would have to be mad at us. Because His holiness demands justice for sin. Let me repeat this. If it were not for God's grace, he will have to be mad at us because his holiness, not ours, demands justice for sin. A sacrifice must be made to atone for sin. Because of his grace, he made the sacrifice himself by offering his son's life for ours. Jesus took that punishment that we deserve for our sins and offers to care for and to bless us instead of giving us what we deserve. Because really, if you think about it, my friends, believers and non-believers, non-believers may not fully understand it, but believers, let me tell you something. If you really think about this, if you really think hard about this, if we got what we deserve, let me tell you something, it will not be pleasant. If you really studied the Word, if you're a good student of the Word, you will know if we got what we deserve, how horrible it would be. That's grace, folks. That's grace. God has every right to unleash his wrath against us. Those of us without Jesus Christ, his wrath is going to be upon them. But those of us who have surrendered to Jesus, we've been set free from that. So for you and others, please, please, let that anger go before it destroys you. If you are a born-again believer, but you're still harboring some anger somewhere in that closet, folks, like me, please, let it go. Let it go. I don't care how wrong the person may have done you. I don't care what the person said against you. I don't care how the person acted towards you. Let it go. Let it go. And come to God. And let him help you. Let him help you heal. And he will heal you. But you got to let it go. And he'll be there for you. And he'll get you through all those things only if you let him. Give it to him. Surrender to him. Let him heal you. Release the anger. And your life will be changed forever. Amen. Let's pray.